descriptive responses rather than suggestive responses. And it's my understanding that we are not in a position of dictating what particular programs are run in what particular stations. And so I think that people really fundamentally misunderstand the role of journalism and the role of reportage in this network. And it's rather disappointing. That's the most I can say about the programming committee. I have not seen anyone else on this chat today that is a member of that programming committee.
Philip is.
Yes. I'm looking at the hands that are being raised.
Can I add to Fred's statement, as Fred didn't make it to the last meeting last Saturday of the program committee, which was a much larger group, including people who were invited by program committee members from their local stations, news gathering. And I invited Eileen Elfenderry, co-director of the KPFA News, to be join us. She made a quite extensive statement running down the expense of operating a news department. She pointed out that news is very expensive. It requires a lot of money to actually have a functioning newsroom. And she was largely ignored by the other people there, including the manager of WBAI, Bertold, who indicated that he would love to have an hour-long newscast, the first half hour being local news. And I, though I didn't speak up in that meeting, I thought, Bertold, you have no money. Maybe you want a pony. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you might want to have, but you have no money. And Eileen's just told you what it costs. And largely, I think I'm going to drop out of this group because they are oblivious to the fact that they are making programming plans in the absence of any reality of how to pay for them. So that's my report from the program committee, which I'm about to drop off of.
I concur with everything Philip has said.
Thank you, Philip. And okay, so did you want to call on Fred, the questioners?
Yeah, let's take three questions, Christina.
Okay, I see Steve.
And I ask people to keep it as a brief question, not a statement. There will be time for public comments.
Thank you. What's your question, Steve?
I have comments, and this is supposed to be a town hall.
Mute him. Thank you. This is not a time for argumentation. This is a time for questions. There will be a public comment time as well. So we'll move on to Jim Dingman, please.
Jim already spoke. Can we go on to Fred?
I was the former chair of the programming committee at the national
level. Let Jim speak. Go ahead, Jim.
You know, I have to say, Philip and Fred, you know, I'm sorry that Philip reacted that way, because what we're trying to do is solve the problems of the news programming nationally and internationally and locally. And we know well the lack of resources. So I have to say that nobody there was not listening carefully to what Eileen had to say. The point was to have people collaborate to try to come up with things. Obviously, yes, we need money to do these things. And I also have to say that the former comments by Sherry were a little bit inaccurate, because the station is worth $50 million on the books, Sherry. It's calculated by the Metro market times $3 per person. So that's where I get that number of $54 million. So I correct you. I know the offer was about $20 million a long time ago. But the issue of the programming is we're trying to solve the problems. And it's sorry to hear that Fred and Phil feel that it's a prescriptive issue, because yes, we do have the ability and desire to make policy to try to deal with this terrible financial situation you're in. And that's what we're trying to do. And I'm not trying to sit there and foist a situation where you guys are being portrayed as the bad guys. I think I reject that. Okay. But we're trying to work together cooperatively, not have this sectarianism. Thank you, Jim.
Not a question.
Fred Cook.
We need questions, please, not statements. Yeah.
Thank you. Fred Cook?
Yes. I'm wondering whether KPFA is open to my and other people working with you as volunteers, as members of the Community Advisory Board, to extend the knowledge and wisdom that has been gathered at KPFA to other stations. The context of my question is that I was beginning to interview members of production teams who seem to have good outreach to the community with the idea of creating a training program for volunteer stringers in all 12 of our counties that we service. And apparently someone decided that that was not something that KPFA wanted. And so that's, as far as I can tell, has been put on hold. I agree with Akio Tanaka that we have to balance the authentic community voices on the one hand with programming quality that can address and hold the attention of a broad, diverse audience. So I would like to know, is there a way that I can move forward in helping develop this training program for our grassroots?
Thank you. Fred, did you want to answer that?
I would say that I'm not in a position at KPFA to make that sort of determination. I thought my position as a member of the LSB was advisory and suggestive, and that all those things had to go to the management and the management had to pick those up. I'm happy to work with Fred. In fact, I'm happy to work with anybody who wants to actually create a national network news broadcast, but it has to be done professionally. And people have, as somebody who has done this, you have no idea how much time it is. This is a full-time job. You will have to meet frequently. We have to get reports from every reporter and every station manager about what is available. We call those editorial meetings in the morning when we did this at newspapers. And that's not something that, you know, that is done very well by volunteers who are not professionals.
Christina, we need to go on to governance.
Thank you. Okay, we will close out this session and section of our reports, and we're going on to the governance report. We want to make sure that we get all the information in for people to be able to hear. So go ahead with the
point
governance
of information.
Report. Yeah, go ahead, Darlene.
Have I been taken off the role of being timer? I've noticed that time for individuals before I see that their time is.
No, would you continue to do that, Darlene? I'm sorry.
And Darlene,
I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
I didn't hear your answer.
Carol, what did you say?
Yes. But it needs to be just questions at this point.
Right.
Understood.
Okay, and we'll roll the 2 minutes.
Milos has a point of order.
What is your point? Please state your point of order.
Yes, first of all, Jim Dingman was allowed to make a comment right after Steve Zeltzer was muted for actually saying that, excuse me, it is because it has to do with the way things are being conducted. The other question, please let me finish, okay?
No, that's an improper point of order. The chair is calling controls the floor.
Okay, then it's another point of order that I'm making regarding another subject. If this is a town hall meeting and not an LSB meeting, why is the chat only reserved for LSB members? It should be reserved, it should be allowed for everyone.
You're overruled. The chat.
This is a town hall, so it should be open to all
members. Mute her. You are muted. Please mute her.
Okay.
This is a town hall. The chat is always reserved for the LSB members, and we have people who are making comment and asking questions. That's the form that we're using. Thank you. So I guess James McFadden is next.
No,
we're going on to the next report.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got distracted there because by the point of order. Okay, would you please proceed with the governance report?
Okay. And this is a combination governance and elections committee presentation. So a resolution was presented to the Pacifica National Board to make all Pacifica stations self-sustaining as mandated in the Pacifica bylaws. And I want to share that resolution. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws and the Pacifica Articles of Incorporation mandate that each station be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, and whereas the Pacifica National Board has both ignored and failed to implement that mandate and has instead allowed huge debts incurred at one station to be imposed on the rest of the network. And whereas Pacifica has allowed some stations not to pay central service fees to the network and has passed budgets with deficits of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and whereas there is an additional financial burden imposed on KPFA as a result of Pacifica's inequitable central service fees formula, by which stations are supposed to pay Pacifica a percentage of revenue instead of equal amounts. This is a kind of taxation without representation, because representation on the PNB is four directors for each station. Thus, KPFA has the highest national fees without proportional representation on the national board. One station was given a lower percentage of four central service fees. This discriminatory formula gives credits to stations that pay rent, but no credit for property tax expenses. Some stations are on the brink of not making payroll and have not made necessary adjustments to produce a balanced budget. KPFA has been forced to cover thousands of dollars of legal expenses, including the name changes and other legal expenses. Pacifica sold buildings paid for by KPFA members and has taken the proceeds to cover debts incurred at other stations. And whereas KPFA staff do not pitch for donations to go to other Pacifica stations or to pay Pacifica's high legal expenses, and the majority of KPFA members intend for their donations to be used to cover KPFA expenses. And because many KPFA members and potential donors are aware of the use of KPFA donations to pay for expenses at other stations, some have stopped donating, some are reluctant to donate, and many request that we find a way to ensure that their donations go only to KPFA. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board take immediate action to implement the plan to make all of the stations self-sustaining through reorganization and improvement of fundraising practices with programming that is worthy of listener sponsorship. That was a motion that was submitted to the Governance Committee. I also want to talk about the Elections Committee work, and Pacifica is failing to hold an election for delegates in 2022, and this denies members their rights to elect local station board delegates who elect the national board directors who control millions of dollars of Pacifica assets. The bylaws guarantee members the right to vote on the election of delegates. The most egregious part of this is that two undemocratic proposals are being made in the face of no elections. There's one proposal for an improper extension of terms without a membership vote. Article 17, Section 1 says that there has to be a membership vote to change the bylaws to allow for term extension for delegates or directors. Extensions will also be in violation of California Corporate Code if the extended election of delegates improperly contaminates the election of national board directors. There is one provision in the bylaws which allows extending terms, but that's only after the members have been allowed an opportunity to vote. There's another proposal to fill vacant seats with candidates who were defeated in the past election. The bylaws allow vacant seats, only allow a delegate position. If a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest ranked candidate from the last election. That's only during the term. This section of the bylaws does not authorize filling the seats in this manner after the term is over. So, you know, it's happened in many country's going in a fascist direction, that board seats are extended for people illegally. And it to do this in Pacifica usurps the rights of the members to vote, violates the bylaws, and allows people who are not eligible to hold board seats to control foundation assets. A third very important election issue is that it is crucial for Pacifica only to hire neutral persons to be involved in election rulings. And those are the main issues I wanted to bring up, and I would take questions. I'm going to request, because we want to get, we want to allow time for public comments, to have brief questions only so we can get to the public comments.
Okay.
And I'm seeing James McFadden's hand.
Go ahead, James. James?
Okay. I don't hear him. Can we go on to public comments and we'll call on the other?
No, wait, wait. Do not speak out. You are not the chair. You will be removed from the meeting if you continue to interrupt, Elizabeth. James, did you want to ask a question? We couldn't hear you. I don't know if James is having trouble unmuting himself or what, but we'll.
I've asked him to unmute.
Are you there, James? Can you hear us?
He unmuted for a second and then muted himself again. I don't know why. I think he's. I've asked him to unmute again. You're on, James.
Okay, let's go on to the next person. We'll take three questions.
I don't know what happened.
He lowered his hand.
Okay, I'm sorry, James. Steve Zeltzer, what's your question?
Well, the question is, we don't have money for elections right now in Pacifica. So that's the reality. So do we want to keep the stations running or have elections or postpone them? So I think those people who say, let's have elections in the middle of the fact we can't pay the station's electricity bills, have a wrong priority. So why would you want to spend money on elections instead of postponing them so that we can pay our bills?
Thank you. I think that's a really important point, and a lot of people have brought that up. The issue that I am most concerned about is not, you know, if we can't hold an election, and all of the cost saving and fundraising ideas have been overruled so far and opposed. So if we can't do that, I think the most important thing is not to illegally extend terms, because that's going into a direction of autocracy of people trying to maintain their seats, or be put on a board when they are not authorized. Thank you. Elizabeth, please keep it to a question.
Elizabeth?
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to unmute. My question is, how can you reconcile the undemocratic way that this board has been conducting itself with your considerations of so-called democracy, when I, as an LSB member, have been taken off of the list of the open and closed LSB lists for many months now? I cannot post to those lists, despite the fact that the PMB has already made a decision on that, and saying that the list now should be in the hands of the PNB staff, not the majority and control of any of the LSB stations. Also, the fact that that we are in debt to NEDA for $90,000 to do the audit, and the audit is tied to Pacifica getting funding on it for many other things. So the audit, I would say, should be a priority. So I understand that the secretary has been going throughout the country trying to solicit restricted funds for elections.
You are making personalities now.
This is a fact. Okay. So I'm wondering how you can reconcile seeking restricted funds only for elections, when in reality what we should do is having those funds used to the audit so that we can get more funding in the future.
Okay. Carol,
and pay
can
bills.
I ask that question? Go ahead, Carol.
I really can't answer that question. I'd like to move on to the last person. We're going to call in James McFadden.
Thank you. James, go ahead.
Is my microphone working now?
Does it yes.
Work? What happened? Yeah.
I can hear you.
Muted. Okay, great. I just wanted to say that there was a motion was passed by the governance committee. I don't think anything that Carol said was passed, and that motion was that was on access to all committee meetings of the LSBs, and it says, so I'd like to read that so people know. It says, whereas LSBs are committees of the PNB, whereas the PNB directors are responsible for the financial health and governance of Pacifica Foundation, and whereas directors are entitled to all information regarding the foundation, except for medical records of staff, be it resolved that all PNB directors shall be allowed to attend all LSB meetings, including executive sessions. So that was passed by the governance committee and will likely be passed at the PNB level at the next meeting. And so I think we ought to go along with that and not
that is not a question. PNB
that is not a question. You're making a presentation, James. You're out of order. Okay.
Well, I was on the governance.
You are out of order. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. I said we would take three questions. So let's move on to the LSB. I'm sorry, the public comments time. And I want to ask people if you would like to make a public comment. I would like us to honor the people who have not spoken yet at this meeting. We'll call on them first, and we will call on members of the Pacifica National Board and governance. We want to take precedence for people who haven't spoken and who are not part of Pacifica governance first, because we do want to hear from members of the community first. And the public comments, I'm seeing a number of people raising their hands. Let's say 2 minutes each, please. Darlene, are you timing?
Yes, timing.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, Steve Zeltzer.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about governance. It seems that there's a double standard going on here. Elizabeth Milos is a member of this local station board, and she has unilaterally been kicked off the list for the KPFA LSB, the closed list for LSB members. There was no vote of the KPFA local station board. It wasn't brought to their attention to kick her off. It's improper and illegal. So when we talk about governance, let's be clear that this KPFA LSB is out of control and is kicking people off the list, which they should be on under the bylaws. And the Pacifica National Board has ruled that she should go back on the list, yet they ignore the governance, quote unquote governance. So I think it's duplicitous, it's hypocritical. And the way that this so-called town hall meeting charade has been put together is another example of hypocrisy. I mean, James McFadden is a member of the PNB. He wasn't allowed to provide a report. In fact, he wasn't even consulted. The minority were not even consulted about the organization of this town hall. What kind of governance is that? What kind of democracy is that? I mean, basically, you're saying you're going to manipulate and rig this so-called town hall meeting so you can get your point out and you can organize it yourselves and suppress people who have a different point of view. That's not democracy. It's not proper governance. And I think that it is what is destroying KPFA, because your listeners are leaving. You're listening. There's no explanation in programming about why listeners are going down at KPFA. Why is that? It's not just the other stations. There's a problem of a loss in listenership at all the Pacifica stations. And that has to be addressed. There is no functioning cab here because you improperly had a cab elected without having a democratic process. You excluded people. You manipulated the rules again improperly. This is governance. This is improper governance. And that's basically what's going on at KPFA. So I think the listeners of KPFA need to have a town hall where they can voice their points of view. They're not going to get it because you haven't publicized this to the KPFA listeners. This is an inside the Beltway town hall meeting where you rally your own people and you don't get to the listeners and supporters of KPFA, which I think is an unhealthy way of having a town hall meeting. And past town hall meetings that we've had when I was on the local station board, people were able to participate.
Your time is up. Chip, you're next, please. I think Darlene is Unfortunately, Darlene is muted, so she can't tell us time. So, Chip, you're next. And if Kai, if there's someone.
Point of order.
Yes.
Your point.
Can Fred, Dodsworth, please, if Darlene can't, can you do the timing, Fred? 2 minutes each.
Fred, are you there? Would you be able to do that?
Carol, I don't understand. I am doing the timing, but I'm just muted.
Okay, Kai, can you unmute Darlene, please?
Yeah, she's not muted now.
Okay, thank you. Chip Burns is next.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. The last time I spoke to this board was in March. At that time, I was concerned about the financial health of both KPFA and Pacifica. Things have gone from bad to worse. Several significant issues have come up in the meantime. One, the IRS recently seized $94,000 from bank accounts for back taxes, back tax issues that the PNB failed to address from 2016. Two, the FCC is investigating serious alleged broadcasting violations at WBAI involving producers and questionable business practices with premiums and donations. Three, BAI in the largest media market with a potential audience of 20 million appears to have less than 7,000 donors. Four, Pacifica is being investigated by the Department of Labor and the California Attorney General's Office for alleged mismanagement. Five, KPFA's building reportedly has potentially dangerous fire and structural code violations that are putting both the staff and Pacifica's historic archives at risk. In addition, with no money for elections, Pacifica has been forced to make a choice between two different ways to violate the bylaws. It feels like we're on a runaway train with no dead man switch. What I keep hearing sounds like, forgive me, but an episode of the Bickersons. I thought Jim Digman had some useful comments, but beyond that, I'm really not hearing anybody propose any path forward. Or how to deal much.
Okay. Thank you, Chip. And I believe Jim Dingman is next.
I'll wait. Let other people go ahead of me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That would be Sue is next then.
Hey, y'all, I have been with KPFK since 1985 and was membership director, just so. And I think at KPFK, when somebody is out of time, they're allowed to finish their sentence. And I think that's more nice and polite. And respect for each other, and if people are talking on top of each other, the chair usually puts a quick stop to that and doesn't allow any talking on top of each other, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Carlos? Carlos Cohan?
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can
thank
hear you.
Sure. Okay, briefly, I'm a member of the public. I ran for the LSB, but, didn't make it. I was last in the list on my choice. I want to say a little bit of what I say many times. I'm deeply, deeply, deeply worried about Pacifica. The loss of money, the network is going down and we seem to be fighting each other like crazy. I understand that the times are very stressful. I understand, Elizabeth, I understand, James, your frustration. You don't feel like you can get your words in. I understand that. But that's the way many of the KPFA board members feel with Pacifica. They feel that Pacifica is blocking them, is not allowing them to participate, is doing weird things to remain in power. And yet they are driving the boat down. They are sinking. So I think that at a time when we are facing fascism in the U.S., we should lower the heat, try to talk to each other, try to listen to each other and try to find real solutions. KPFA has problems, but it's not the problem. The problem seems to be the three stations that are losing money. And if the TMB doesn't know how to resolve this, they should open up. They should ask for help. They should let other people come in and help them. Otherwise, this is going to end up very, very badly for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. I believe we are Sheila Hamanaka is next, I believe, unless Jim wants to take your place. He's still there in line.
I'm a PNB member. Let the folks go ahead of me. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Sheila Hamanaka. I'm legally blind, and I would like to ask people to announce their names before they speak, especially people on the board seem to be chatting quite a bit with each other, but I don't know who they are. I would like to ask the board what they're doing about the lack of representation on KPFA airwaves. I think if KPFA actually represented communities, the communities might respond by supporting KPFA. For example, the Bay Area, the listening area, is a third Asian, but there's only one Asian show on KPFA. And similarly, diversity at other Pacifica stations is also a problem, for example, at KPFT. Now you have, and KPFK, you have cities that are, pardon?
Okay, yeah. I'm coming on next. I'll be there in about 3 minutes.
Could you please mute yourself, Stan? Someone is speaking. Stan, please mute yourself.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, Sheila. I'm sorry.
Thank you. We have stations that are in areas that are majority people of color, but this is not reflected in programming. And it seems like, I'm sorry, a lot of older white folks are holding on to their positions on the air and not letting young people and people of color. California is 75% of young people under the age of 18 in California are indigenous or people of color. So please, let's see some reflection of this. And am I hearing this? Haven't stations lost CPB funding because of lack of diversity? This is a serious issue. This could help all the stations if the national board takes it up as an issue. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe Stan Woods is next. Go ahead, Stan.
I'm Stan Woods. I'm former member of the local station board. I'm also a member, along with Frank Sterling, of the Oscar Grant Committee Against Police Brutality and State Repression. We're a Bay Area committee that's been around for about 12 years now, since shortly after the murder of Oscar Grant. Which brings me to my point. In the May 21st meeting, I may be inaccurate about the date, it was disturbing that a former board member quoted a very unreliable source of pro-police weekly called the Antioch Herald, and attacking Frank, who was falsely arrested and even brutally tasered for his participation, both as a KPFA reporter and as an activist. There's no contradiction of the two, despite what the corporate media might say, at anti-police brutality demonstration in August. September 2021. Fortunately, Frank has accepted, Frank's legal ordeal may be coming to an end. He's now on a lesser diversion charge when he shouldn't have had any. But from the get-go, the station should have demanded that the charges be dropped against Frank, both our general principal, but also as a KPFA staff member. And it was a little upsetting that a former board member denounced Frank, basically almost saying she believed the police accusations. And which the DA didn't, because the DA dropped practically all the charges. And some, the co-chairs really didn't interrupt her at all. And I thought there was a rule against personal attacks. And I think saying somebody's guilty of assaulting a cop or resisting arrest and so on and so forth is definitely attacking a member. So I hope in the future people will be nonpartisan, so to speak, that they'll be just as zealous about their own factional allies, calling them to task if they violate rules and norms as they are against people that they politically oppose on the board. And hopefully, Frank will have a charge of drop soon. Thank you.
Fine. Thank you very much. I believe Pete Ferrugio is next. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, my name is Pete Ferrugio. I'm a member of Rescue Pacifica, rescuepacifica.net. And I just wanted to say a couple of things. Many years of being in all different kinds of town hall meetings, this has got to be the weirdest and most undemocratic I've ever seen. It's kind of like a private club meeting for the faction that's currently running KPFA pretty undemocratically. I have increased over the past several years in difficulty listening to KPFA throughout the day. Used to have it on in my kitchen all the time and in my car. But there's less and less programming that addresses needs of our local communities. One big example is Spanish language programming. There should be a lot more of it, and the community advisory board should be expanded, as we've been calling for, so we can give some advice on how to do good quality Spanish language programming. Final thing I'll say is to the KPFA protectors members, your leaders, at least several of them, have been apparently attempting to destroy the whole Pacifica network with frivolous lawsuits and attempting to deny the broadcast license of WBAI. That is outrageous. So be aware of who you're running with, because this station is being, just as this so-called town hall meeting, this station is being run by a pretty undemocratic, pro-democratic party clique. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead. I believe we have a caller. It's with a 718 phone number, area code. Did you go ahead? You have to unmute yourself. 718 area code.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I am listening to this, this activity, this meeting. And this is the conclusion I'm coming to, at least the assessment. You've got about 90% of the problem that's being discussed. This is the equation that I'm observing. Perhaps 5% of the questions, and the questions that are posed are not answered, not even giving a pacification kind of a response, such as, we'll look into it and get back to you. That's unfortunate. And I was going to say that zero answers. But after listening to Sheila and I think two other listeners who called in, they gave some solutions to the problems. I'm going to say to you, and by the way, I'm a WBII listener, and while we are not perfect, our LSB meetings are democratic, and the voice of the listener is heard quite well. And there are several improvements that are transpiring. And then just finally, I'll make the statement that since the only solutions that have come through thus far are stemming from the listener, you might want to open up at least an hour or two on a weekly or monthly basis to get the suggestions from the listeners and then comply and carry them out. Thank you so much for taking my call. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. We have call-in user 3. You would need to unmute yourself, call-in user 3.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Markowitz. I am a listener member of KPFK since 1987, and this is the first time I have called into a KPFA LSB meeting. And I just want to say I am absolutely appalled at the behavior of the chair in regards to how you are conducting this meeting. I believe it's absolutely clear, listening to your constant interruptions of anybody that you personally, obviously, are trying to censor on this meeting. This is the most undemocratic meeting I've ever heard in the entire Pacifica network. It's obvious where the problem is lies in regards to the incapability of this network to deal with this kind of political obfuscation and undemocratic process. You guys are running a gauntlet to silence those who you have an agenda against. It's obvious. This is outrageous, the fact that one of your LSB members is barred from being able to communicate with other members of the LSB through the email list is unbelievably outrageous. I mean, if I had the resources, I would deal with this immediately in the courts. That's what's needed. What you are doing is unacceptable. The solutions to solve Pacifica's financial problems lie in the fact that the way people receive radio over the last 10 years, 15 years, has completely changed. We are not reaching.
Time.
Thank you. Your time's up. Can we go to call-in user? I guess Nancy Saibara is next. I thought there was another call-in user, but they appear to have dropped off. Nancy Saibara, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. From KPFT, Nancy Saibara and Adutomi. Article 7, Section 3 of the bylaws, which is specific powers and duties of the LSB, they're listed on number H, you know, A, B, C, D, F. We'll look at number H, and it is in a nutshell, to conduct town hall meetings devoted to hearing the listeners' views, needs, and concerns. There is no restriction of to questions or to topics. Please keep that in mind and make this next town hall meeting a real one in compliance with the bylaws. Another thing, so no restrictions of questions or two questions or two topics. The STV voting of the CAB was done in violation of the PNB resolution, which should have been done by STV. Instead, you did a majority of your LSB vote to elect the CAB members. Now, if our membership, and that means KPFA listener membership, if they found out about that, I think they would be very upset. I mean, what are you doing? Please don't do that and do the election all over and do it STV. What if we didn't do STV in the elections of the LSBs? Okay, and I want to know why the chair, Christina Huggins, and LSB members, Andrea Turner and Donald Goldmarker, were not put on trial for removal for detrimental actions to Pacifica by suing Pacifica.
A point of order.
And asking, I have
point
a
of order.
We're talking personalities and we don't
you
allow
have,
that.
I have the floor.
No, you
point
don't
of order.
Suing Pacifica to get their assets turned over to the plaintiffs.
I'm trying to find, oh, there she is.
We do not engage.
That is the judge denied it.
Wait, could you please mute her, Fred?
I did.
It cost Pacifica a lot of money.
You need to remove her from the meeting.
All right.
So Let me explain that. We don't engage in personalities or name calling here. And that is a group agreement that we have. And that is why she was removed from the meeting. Go ahead, caller. I guess Rich Stone is next.
Yes.
Hi. And I'm sorry.
Christina, I'm just trying to clarify
I'm
here.
Sorry.
The other call-in user is here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Call-in user two, and then we'll go to you, Rich. I'm
okay, because I keep on muting and then hearing you call someone else. Okay.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi to everyone, and happy July. I'm sure there's something to celebrate on July 16th. I want to speak to the fact that there is supposed to be a delegate assembly coming up shortly to replace the director. And I'm wondering whether, in fact, there has been any discussion with the members of the station in general. I don't get a chance to listen much, but whether or not folks understand that there is, in fact, an election to replace a director and why. What we heard was that a director was caught on tape calling around New York trying to find signatories to an FCC petition to deny the renewal of the WBAI license. There was supposed to have been some sort of disciplinary action coming through the PNB, but some sort of deal was made, some sort of, quote, compromise. The director is no longer on the PNB, and there's a new election. So while the bylaws say that you have to have served 1 year locally, in order to qualify for the to run for the election, I would actually urge the delegates of KPFA to make the criteria someone who is loyal to the foundation and who will seek internal remedies before trying to call the feds to shut down a station. What organization wouldn't want to have a station in New York? So I would ask you to look at that with regard to both your director candidates and the people who continue and continue to serve as delegates. That's a problem. So in doing your election, please think about Pacifica as a network that has a nationwide and I would say an international mission, and choose the people who are serious about ensuring that we can in fact do it. The PNB has told, has made clear, has
you
reminded
are a
everyone.
Time speaker.
Thank you. Your time is up.
Is that possible?
Rich Stone, you were next. Okay. Go ahead, Rich.
Yes, I'm Rich Stone. I'm a past community advisory board member, and I'm also one of the current questionably in the ethereal. I mean, in the ether, just waiting. For me and other people to be properly recognized in terms of being voted in the proper single transferable vote method. And what I just wanted to basically say is why is it that everyone is so insistent about time? I have noticed that on many of the cases, and even during the town hall, that especially beforehand, that there were many people waiting, waiting to speak, and you just have to move on. Why do you have to move on? And the thing is, why? I mean, the point of views that need to be heard will not, I don't know. I like to reflect the frustration that I heard the severe lack of democracy, because it's just really, I just find it really upsetting that I can't even formulate a particular thought other than the fact that in general I am just really upset with the process of just not giving the people the right, the right amount of time, or just cutting people off, bluntly, your voices aren't going to be heard, and the end result is just going to be more frustration. So, if cognitive dissonance has to rule the day, then I guess that it's just only going to create more setbacks. And that doesn't mean that the people that are getting cut off are going to lay down like a lamb and die. We're just going to come back stronger. I speak for people on Rescue Pacific.
Thank you. Your time is up.
And others. So
thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your time. I know it's so damn valuable. Okay.
Right. Actually, right. Just a point of order to point of information for people. We have a limited amount of time for people to speak. That's why we agreed as a group on 2 minutes each. So it's not intended to silence anybody. It's intended to be fair and equitable. Ann Garrison is next.
May I make another point of information, Chair?
You certainly may, Darlene. Go ahead.
At the PNB, the speaker limit is 2 minutes. This is how the PNB runs their meetings, just to let you know. Thanks.
Thank you. And that's how we do it as well. Thank you very much, Darlene, for that. Ann Garrison is next.
Yeah. Okay. First, someone speaking earlier said that the other three stations are all losing money. That's not true. WPFW is in the black. Second, I don't think Nancy Saibara should have been cut off. I don't think she was insulting anyone. She was just expressing her opinion. Third, Donald Goldmacher's attempt to get WBAI's license report.
Okay, we have a rule that we don't engage in personalities. It's a part of Robert's rules, and it's a part of our group agreements.
Okay, someone.
You don't criticize specific other people on the board in that way. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, someone's attempt to get WBAI's license revoked took KPFA to new depths of depravity. That's all.
Thank you, Anne. Elizabeth, this is public comment. This is not for the board to comment. So, Fred, did you have a point of order to make, or?
Carol,
I just put something in the chat about this. If all the other stations are allowed, all the PNB members are allowed to speak during public comments, I don't understand why LSB members aren't allowed to speak.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Carol.
We need to move into the next section of the meeting, and it has been over 30 minutes. So I would suggest that we take the last three persons, and Jim would be next because he's
been waiting a long time.
He's but been Laura waiting.
Point of order.
Hasn't
point of
spoken order. Yet.
Point of order.
So our 30 minutes is up, Christina.
Point of order.
And we have a delegate election. So
I can't speak because somebody else is speaking.
At your point of order.
Okay. I request that the secretary put that as a motion, because if you're limiting the number of people that can speak during this public comment, when we supposedly have a complete, we're supposed to have 30
your
minutes.
Point of order is not well taken. We have a half.
I haven't even finished speaking. So why am I being?
Yeah. You said that she needs to put that. It's not a motion. It's a rule that we have. And it was already stated it was 30 minutes. So we're up with public comment. I wanted to get Laura Levinson, however, has not spoken yet. So I wanted to give her an opportunity before we close public comment. Go ahead, Laura. Laura?
She dropped her hand.
Okay. Seeing as though public comments are over then, we will go ahead.
I have a motion.
This is public comment. It's not appropriate for a motion. We don't have motions during public comments. Thank you. Public comments is now over. We will close our town hall meeting, and we will take a break for what's the body's pleasure? 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Now we're not let public comment continue through the break.
We do not come back at 12:10.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be back at 12:10 then.
Point of information.
What is your point of information?
We received a ballot email. When do nominations begin?
Okay. Nominations will begin. Thank you. I just wanted
delegate
to
delegate assembly.
Yeah.
You don't mean 12:10. You mean 1:10.
Thank you, Philip.
1:10. Sorry. Point of order, Christina.
Go ahead. Let's state your point of order.
I just want to let people know that a ballot has been sent, and we will go into the delegate assembly. If you did not receive your ballot, we sent it a little early. Please, if you have not received a ballot, email me or email the closed list. This is for delegates only. KPFA local station board members only. If you did not receive your ballot, let us know, and we will resend it, or you can call in. Thank you.
Point of information?
Yes.
When did the nominations happen? How can we have ballots without nominations?
The nominations will take place when we go into delegate assembly, James.
Point of information, Laura Levinson has reappeared.
I'm sorry, but public comments, we just closed it out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fred. Okay, the meeting is recessed until the 1:10. Okay, we will call the July 16th Saturday meeting 2022 back to order for the LSB, and we're opening up the delegate assembly. And we have nominations for three positions open, and the first one is for nominations for director. So I would open the floor for nominations for director. Do I have any nominations? Elizabeth Milos?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Tom Voorhees.
Okay. Do I have any other nominations?
Yes.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'd like to nominate Aki Tanaka.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for director? Franklin? Frank, do you have your hand up?
Sorry. I had to turn my mic down because I had my speakers on. I got my headphones back so I could turn my mic. Okay. Daniel Bergstrom. Daniel, are you willing?
Daniel, are you willing to do you accept?
Yes. Thank you very much. I accept it.
And did Tom accept?
Tom accepts.
Great. Are there any other nominations for director? I see no other hands up.
Point of information?
Yes, Darlene.
Can you specify what that is, what that means?
I can.
The role of director.
Oh, go ahead, Carol.
Oh, well, let me just say that we are electing a Pacifica National Board director, listener member of the KPFA LSB, and we're doing this because Donald Goldmacher, who was an elected PNB listener director, has resigned, and we are replacing him. And the responsibilities of the Pacifica National Board director is written in the bylaws and is available on pacifica.org. Darlene, do you want to add something to that?
What is the term? How long is this for?
For the rest of 2022. Or until a replacement election is held.
No, Cal.
Yeah. So, Darlene, did you want to add anything? No. So, not hearing that, we'd like to open it up. And I want to say that everyone should have received a written ballot. If you have not received a written ballot, please write to the KPFA local station board, the closed list, and raise your hand right now if you need a written ballot.
Cal?
Yes.
Just to be consistent, I accept too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aki.
Okay, and so Daniel accepted and Tom accepted and Aki accepted. So we will have instant runoff voting, and you may vote for up to three persons who were nominated, and you may put your preference in order. The way that instant runoff voting works is that if any member gets on the first run, if any member gets majority of the votes, then that person is elected. If there is no majority, then the second votes will be count. One person will be eliminated, and then the votes will be redistributed, counting the second choice.
Thank you, Carol.
I'm going to call on Daniel. Frank, did you lower your hand, please, Frank, unless you had another comment?
I do, actually, after Daniel.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Yeah. Are the people who are running going to give a motivating speech?
Yes, yes, they will. I'm just taking questions right now about the ballots. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Daniel here. I have a question. I just looked at my email. I don't see any evidence of my receiving a ballot. I don't think I received a ballot, or maybe I'm looking in the wrong place.
Thank you, Daniel. I will email you right now a phone number. Actually, Kai, can you write in the chat, Daniel, your phone number, please.
Carol, I'm on the phone. What is the question?
Oh, can you write your phone number for Daniel Borgstrom and send it to him in the chat?
Okay. Yep.
Could you just send me the send me the phone number and I'll phone it in.
You should have an email. You should have just gotten an email. Maybe what is it?
I'll forward it.
Half an hour ago, but.
I'll forward it, Daniel.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to look.
Adisa.
Adisa, did you have a question or a domination?